Yo, welcome to Butt Sweat and Beers. My name is Remy Benice. I will be with you all hour on the hour. Boom. Stay tuned for me. But until then, we're going to try to see if we can jazz up the place with a little track for you. So here's a little something for Childish Gambino's favorite fucking band.
We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey, young Metro, I don't trust you. I'm going to shoot you.
Hey! Raindrop, drop top, smoking on cooking the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, that, cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't try nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
My bitch
is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Krah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Krah. All set.
Woo. Records on records, got backers. I'm riding around in a
cool.
I take your bitch right from you.
You,
bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo.
Beat on her walls, loose.
Hey.
Hop in the floor. Woo.
Scream.
I tell that bitch to come for me.
Come for me.
I swear these niggas is under me.
Hey.
The hate and the devil keep jumping me.
Jumping me.
Back rows on me, keep me company.
Cash.
Hey, we did the most.
Most.
Yeah. Pull up and goes.
Ooh.
Yeah, my diamonds a choker.
Bah.
Holding up, I with no holster.
Bah.
Rip the ruler, diamond cooler.
Cooler.
This a roller, not a mule.
Hey.
Dabbing on them like the usual.
Damn.
Magic with the brick do voodoo.
Magic.
Courtside with a bad bitch.
Bitch.
Then I send the bitch through Uber.
Go.
I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie.
Hey.
I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache.
Ah.
You niggas got a low act rate.
Act.
We from the north, yeah, that way.
No.
Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray.
Cookie.
Two bitches just nassin' no smash day.
Smash.
Hop in the limb, have a drag race.
Smash.
I let them birds take a bath, babe. Raindrop,
trip,
drop top, smoking on cooking the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, that, cooking up dope in the crock
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't try nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
My bitch
is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Krah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Dude.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Krah.
Hold four, I'm dropping money out of space. Kid Cut, introduce me to your bitch's wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty, now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you. Draco bad and bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me Boobie. When I'm on stage, show me boobies.
Hey.
Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up, I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up, let it lock up. I gave her 10 racks, I told her go shopping and spend it all at the pop up. These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they busting for Instagram, get your clout up. Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Float on the track like a Segway.
Go.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
I used to trap by the subway. Yeah, that way.
Go.
Young nigga trap with the AK.
Yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Big Dyco, get the dope, Macy.
Hey.
Raindrop,
trip,
drop top, smoking on cooking the hot pot,
cooking,
fucking on your bitch, yeah, that, cooking up dope in the crock
pot.
We came from nothing to something, nigga.
Hey.
I don't try nobody, grip the trigger,
nobody.
Call up the gang and they come and get
gang.
Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
My bitch
is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Bah.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Savage.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Krah.
My bitch is bad and bougie,
bad.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Duh.
My niggas are savage, ruthless.
Hey.
Yeah. Bitch, she back to the bone.
Hey,
wait, these niggas watching. I swear to God, they be my clones.
Yeah,
hey, huh? Switching my hoes like my flows.
Whoa.
Switching my flows like my clothes.
Yeah.
Keep on shooting that gun, no reload. Ooh. Now she won't fuck with my crew. Come all out the roof. Drive the Rari, that bitch got no roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these niggas they hate. Try to hide you through the gate. Look, go to strip club, make it rain.
Yeah,
so much money they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, then put 300 right in a safe. Met her today. Yeah, she talked to me like she knew me.
Yeah,
go to sleep in a jacuzzi.
Yeah,
waking up right to a two piece.
Yeah,
counting that paper like loose leaf.
Yeah,
getting that chicken with blue cheese.
Yeah,
boy, you so fit like my collar, you snake, and I swear to God that be that Gucci.
Boy.
And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try play your song. long it ain't move me. So your girl wants that she choosing. Yeah.
Raindrop, drop top, drop top. Smoking, no cooking the hot box. Fucking on your bitch, she a dot, dot, yeah. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. I don't try nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. She's bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie. Bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
Yeah, that was Bad and Bougie by the Migos. That's right, Quavo, Offset, Tango, boom. Let's get that done. My name is Remick Benice. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Oh, yeah, good times. It is now Wednesday, the year of our Lord 2017. God bless us all, everyone. Jazz hands to you all. Oh, we're going to take you from now to the top of the hour. Here at Radio Free Brooklyn, just a little business to put to the side. If you wish to sponsor any shows at Radio Free Brooklyn, go on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You can sponsor a show, or you can actually sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole to pretty much support freeform radio. Thank you very much. Moving forward, tonight's degrees in the city of Brooklyn. It is 50, balmy, balmy 50 degrees. Good times. Oh, my God, we're thawing. With a chance of rain and precipitation. So yeah, if you're gonna get that light night jog in the park, good luck with that. Hope it works out. I'm here with you. We're just gonna talk some stuff, whatever, whatever. I'm just chilling. I'm your man. You're my people. If you want to get at me, you can call in at 718-928-9732. I will be taking calls all hour long. And if you don't call, that's all right. I'm still going to be here. So we'll still be cool. Anyway, lots of stuff going on today. Let's see. Decent weather, as I said. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, we'll be discussing a couple of things with the class. Last night was the presidential farewell speech given by President Barack Hussein Obama. That'll be the last time he'll be addressing the nation until sometime next week when we give over the power of the presidency to a small-handed Cheeto. But hey, that's not my fault. Anyway, we're gonna get into it. I was watching was anybody else watching last night? The farewell. The farewell speech, wasn't that beautiful? You know, there was a level of decorum and I would say dignity that the presidential office is going to miss for a while, that he just lent itself to. And I don't think we're gonna see that that type of dignity and grace in the presidential office for a minute. How do you feel about it? Please chime in and let me know. You can also hit me up on Twitter with your comments at Butt Sweat Beers. I'm available on Twitter at Butt Sweat Beers. Yeah, good times, man. Good times, man. This nation. What's going on out here? What is going on? I don't even know how to get into this. But I guess we're just gonna get into it. So yeah. So Barack's leaving office. It's, you know, like if you loved them, you're sad. If you hated them, you're happy, you know. And like, I guess, you know, he came over to your house and, you know, kicked your dog in the face and, you know, slapped your wife and ate your big piece of chicken and sat in your chair, you know. And if he did that, you know, well, then you should hate him. But I don't think he's ever done that. He's got his own chair. He's got his own wife. He's got his own big piece of chicken. So what's your problem, buddy? You know, like, oh, he's a Muslim and he's a terrorist. And oh my God, you tried to take my gun away. If you still have your gun after 8 years of Obama, clearly you're the crazy one. Yes? Okay then. All right? Jeez. Now, I will say this. I'm not saying you're going to need it after the 20th, but that might have been a prudent investment. So Nah. Everybody needs to chill out. Everybody cool out. I'm not condoning gun violence out there or any kind of violence at all. Everybody needs to chill out. Okay. But for all those who thought he was going to somehow coming to office and, you know, put in Sharia law and, you know, everybody's going to be rocking burkas at Walmart and everything. Some of y'all do need some burkas at Walmart. Some of y'all looking really, really ridiculous. Like, you should go on that peopleatwalmart.com site. Like, some people need to be rocking some burkas. Seriously. You know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to, Mindy. I'm talking to you. Anyway. Yeah. But all the stuff that, you know, these crazy nut jobs decided, like, oh my God, he's going to come to office and ruin America. First of all, America has its own level of ruinment, if you will. I don't even know if that's a word. I don't care. All right? Jeez. America was so perfect. For who? For who? Who was America so perfect for that he was going to ruin it? You know? Hey, jeez. Hey, some of y'all could stand to get a little melanin in your life. All right, y'all need to calm down. Stop crying all the time. You know, jeez. Only time some of you black folks ever, some of you white folks ever enjoyed to watch your black folks is like when you watch Lando Calrissian on Star Wars. All right, you need some darkness in your life. All right, don't be afraid of the brown, black, any color. Jeez, and stretch your hips a little bit. Maybe you should learn how to dance. How about that? Get coordinated. Chill the fuck out. You know, add some spices to your food, you know, besides salt and pepper. Do something with your life. God. I'm just espousing wildly over here. Maybe some of you do like paprika and cumin with your food. I wish not to make that judgment, but it's out there. Anyway, but lo and behold, he's leaving office. Am I kind of sad about it? Hell yeah, I'm sad about it. Like, that's the dude, man. Like, oh, you know, you ever like of the best of your like whenever you see like somebody who emulates something so great and just pushes you know, the narrative forward, like, oh, you can do this, you can be this person, and it happens, you know, something that I never thought I was ever going to see in my life with a black president. A black president? What? And it happened. And I was like, oh, my God. Now, when he gets into office and he tries to, you know, puts in all the hopes and dreams that he was trying to sell us, it's like, it would have been great had he not, you know, inherit a house that's a fixer-upper. I mean, by the time he came into office, you know, you got to remember the economy was dying. You know, you had all the subprime mortgage loan going on. The banks were crying, we're broke and we need some help. You know, all these banks who don't want regulations all of a sudden turn to the government like, we just need some help now, you assholes. All of y'all, jerks, morons. Like, and then the government does something that, you know, I still to this day don't think they should have done. They bailed everybody out. Why? So that they can save the whole economy. You know, because the world's economy was on the brink. Think about that. He inherited that. And then, boom, moved the, like, you know, in addition with his policymakers, they made some policies to actually help, like, homeowners. They helped the car industry, all this stuff. I mean, come on. That dude is fly, man. That dude is the greatest. Oh, yeah. Some of y'all still think, like, you know what I'm saying, he's praying to Mecca every day. And I'm like, okay, and if he was, so what? All right, stop crying. Jeez. Everybody getting all butthurt. Everybody getting butthurt because if he was a Muslim. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, y'all some assholes. Y'all some non-praying-ass fools. Oh, man. You're like, you know what? Here's the thing. When people talk to, when people would come on the news and say things like, oh, man, I don't know who to vote for in this upcoming election, but I looked into my heart and God told me I should vote for Donald Trump. And I say, your God is a lie. I say Satan is in your house. He's probably next to your Sunny Delight. You need to stop drinking that shit. It's in your head, woman, man, child. Y'all need to stop that. I will not abide by these lies. Oh my God. What are we gonna do, folks? Oh my God. Oh man. Yeah. Anyway. That will be all right. We'll be all right. I guess we'll be all right. Anyway, if you have any calls and concerns or just want to talk a little bit, I'll be here for the whole hour. So once again, you may call in and I will answer the call at 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. We'll be talking to you all hour long. It's going to be fun. Can't wait. Can't wait. All right. Now, that was a little talk about Barry. That's good times. Those good times. Good. Let's take a little break and talk about what's really good in the world right now. So apparently the incoming seat taker, I will not call that dude the president. I don't know what he is, but he ain't no president. He's going to be the head executive of the United States, I guess. And that's about it. But whatever he is, he's not presidential. I've seen even George W. Bush on his worst day, and I mean flying over Katrina in a plane, was as presidential as you could possibly be without being so greatly presidential. But this dude coming in, this clown with no red shoes and an orange face, that dude is not president. Like, y'all need to stop this, all right? Enough is enough. We need to do something. We need to do better. But anyway, so this clown in chief, there we go. I like that. The clown elect in chief who's coming in. Apparently, there was reports that were submitted to the intelligence community, your CIA, FBI, whatever. And apparently they got their hands on something that's been going around for a while. And by a while, we're talking about during the election, like people in the know knew some things that they weren't going to put out. So apparently this dude, they found out that perhaps, what was it? So apparently, according to a British intelligence agent, this is all alleged, whatever have you. If you want to look up this information, go on BuzzFeed and everything. So some British intelligence agents, MI6, found out that Russia has been collecting a dossier of information against the incoming clown in chief Donald Trump and his business findings, which can be used to blackmail him or make him look as if he. He's not in control, which he doesn't even look like he's in control now. I mean, that dude is ridiculous. But anyway, according to the reports, the reports are very damning, showing that he's possibly got some business ties into Russia, where he probably owes Russia some an X amount of money through some business ventures. And there was something that everybody was talking about regarding some prostitute and Donald Trump's love of piss. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, that was wild. Like, I mean, all right, let's just hit a timeout for a second. Now, I'm not gonna hate a man for what he loves. You know, people love their dog. You know, I've seen people kiss their dog in the mouth. You know. And I'm okay with that kind of sort of, you know, as long as I'm not kissing your dog in the mouth and then kissing you in the mouth, we're good, you know? So I don't have a dog in that fight in the sense. But then you read like, oh, there's possible story of like some prostitutes coming over into a hotel room that the president stayed at one time, and he had said prostitute dance on her bed and I guess like perform what is called a golden shower. Yay, that was good times. A golden shower. Oh, that's disgusting. I don't know. First of all, How did we get this far? How did we get this far? It's just so sad. How the hell did we get so sad and so far down the hole that this is the same? This conversation is so closely tied to the man or the person who's about to take the reins as the most powerful person in the world. How did we get so far? When did Babylon decide to crash upon itself? You know, I tell you, man, you know, all shows and all empires fade. This is the way this happens, I guess. This is the way this happens. Like, and for all of y'all saying, give him a chance. I'm like, look, he's not even in office yet. He's not giving himself a chance. Like, what do you want me to do? I didn't do this to them. I didn't, look, I'm not a pimp. I didn't bring over those prostitutes. I don't own a hotel. I didn't put him in the presidential suite so yet he can get pissed on by a bunch of hoes. That's not on me. That's his chance. That's what he wanted to do. You know? This is why I would never run for president. I would never run for president because all my porn is in the cloud. All right. Now I know that all my porn is in the cloud, and I know that someone, if they're willing to come and get me, will hack me and find said porn. You know, and my porn is good porn. You know, I got, you know, it's just big booty, you know, twerk porn. That's all it is. There's nothing crazy in there. I don't mess around with no animals and nobody under no 18. Like, they even say like, oh, 17 is no. You got to be 18. You got to be 18 or better. In fact, shoot, you better be 21 and better for me. I'm okay. All right. I don't mess with no, I throw all the minnows back. I don't mess with no young gals. No, not going to do it. Not going to do it. My name ain't R. Kelly. So, allegedly. So, this dude,
there were so many people who were getting on Obama, like President Obama, you know, because they're like, oh, well, he's, like, look at him, he's going to, like, he's pretty much, I can't watch him be president, look what he's doing. Like, what do you mean, what he's doing? You mean he married his wife, he has two kids, he even bought his mother-in-law into the White House? Do you know how hard that is? You know, really be like that? He should have gotten a medal of honor for just doing that alone. What? And now, like, you take the best, I tell you, of us, and then you replace him with this fucker, this egomaniac. This, oh my, you know what? You don't want me to tell the truth around here. I'm just too through. I can't deal. Y'all gonna be all right. Y'all gonna be all right. Oh man, I tell you, it's almost as if like I just want to sing a Negro spiritual or something like that. Like how are we supposed to get through this? Because I have no clue. You know, I'm just gonna chill out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I've been meditating, you know, much more. I've been waking up in the morning thinking good, clean thoughts, you know, planting good seeds of, you know, understanding and compassion in my head. And then as soon as I start moving, like all you see is you smell just garbage, just this shit coming at you. It's just a shit storm. It's over. Man, I don't know what we're going to do, folks. I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, man. It's wilding. Look, man, I'm going to chill the fuck out for a little bit. I suggest we all do the same, I guess. Man, I feel like a heathen. I feel like a heathen even reading that report. I was reading on all that stuff on BuzzFeed. You can go on BuzzFeed.com and read. I was not really a BuzzFeed guy because I don't like the word listicles, which is just a dumb word for you know, a list of shit. It's just 30 things, like 30 things that'll make your day better. Woo! That's a listicle. Meow. Well, I don't even think that's not a real word. You just made that up, you know? That's like people go around and call themselves Topher. You know? You just cut off the criss off the top of it. That's all it is. You're just making stuff up. And I get it. You by all means, be creative as you want. You know, it's your life, you know what I'm saying? But, ridiculous. Ridiculous. Anyway, listicles aside, BuzzFeed put out the information. All of a sudden, now everything that BuzzFeed put out, you know, Donald Trump wants to come out and call the fake news. I mean, but this is the same guy who decides that, you know, everything that's on the internet is actually real and you should believe it. So should I not believe that you like to get peed in your mouth? Or should I believe that, you know, hey, you won this election without the help of Russian counterintelligence and cyber hacking? No, you let me know. I'm just saying, you, because I mean, you can have one or you can have the other. You can't have both. You know, you, this is not cake and ice cream. You know, this is vegetables, you know, foie gras, you know, a light entree, and then some cake. You know what I'm saying? But there's some vegetables at the front. So you got to, but you can't have it all at once. In fact, you got to pick one or you got to pick two of the three, four of the five, but you can't have all five. All right. Yeah. Just getting ridiculous out there. Just getting ridiculous. Anyway. Oh, man. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, people? Talk to me. Anyway, I'll be out here with you for a while. Boom. I'll be back for a second.
Never give.
Virtually Insane with Jamiroquai. Yes. Good times. Woo! We're back on Butt, Sweat, and Beers. This is the beer part of the show. Tonight's show, we like to spotlight quality yet cheap random beer. That is Rolling Rock, the rock and roll of beers. Rolling Rock from Old Latrobe, PA. Yes, it comes from the Mountain Springs to you. That's right. Rolling Rock. Oh, like to. Ah, there you go. That's the stuff right there. Okay, Rolling Rock. Yeah, I feel like I'm rolling. I feel like I'm rolling back in my chair. I'm going to pass out for a little bit. I'm going to pass out. All right. Yeah. Enough about Trump. I just don't want to think about it, but you got to think about it. Oh, man. Like, do you think every day of the week, once he gets into office, there's going to be like a protest in the streets? Because I'm like, can we not protest on Sundays, you know, especially not during football season? Can we just like everybody just decide like we're just going to chill? Maybe we'll just protest like between Mondays through Fridays, you know. Anybody have any thoughts on that? You know, if you wish, you can call in at 718-928-9732. Clearly, you're all bashful tonight, so I'm just going to talk my head off all the way through the top of the hour. Because who's got friends? Not me. We're going to be all right. Support. What's that about? Yeah. Yeah. Oops, hold on. Got to go do something else. You know what? Give me a second. I'm going to play you another ditty. I will be right back.
Ain't no telling what I'm feeling. Beyond, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey,
little mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go in vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, damn, I'm really never home. All these niggas clones tryna copy what I'm on. Nigga, get your own, tryna pick a nigga bone. Wait to brother Skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping ball, making plays. 50 Shades of Grey, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Niggas hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that dick up in her pussy, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls. Real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Goddamn.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me.
Goddamn.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
Goddamn.
Whispering in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
Goddamn.
Say that I can get that pussy easily.
Goddamn.
Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Goddamn.
I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
Hey.
No telling what I'm feeling. Beyond, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey, no telling what I'm feeling. Hey, I'm beyond, said I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey.
Companies and pesos, I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should sauce them up like Prego Fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special. But I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing record. Had the world stepping, that's what I call epic. Couple summers later, I got paper. I acquired taste for salmon on a bagel.
with the capers on a square plate. At the restaurant with the why you got a stare face to know I either ball or I record over the stand bass. Rapper face, dread headed, golden diamond teeth wearing. They just mad cause I got that cheese, bitch, I keep daring. Turned up in the party, getting lit the yachty. With a Spanish Barbie, word to my mommy. In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me. Off me. In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me. She fond of me. All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli. Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me. She wanna fuck. Say that I can get that pussy easily. I'm gonna fuck. Say that I can hit that shit so greasily. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily. Yeah.
And we're back. Boom. Welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers on Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, that's how we do it. Anyway, what's going on? I'm live. We'd like to welcome you back to the show where we've been discussing the sadness of our buddy Barry leaving and our Orange Cheeto president coming in. So things happen. And we'd also, I guess we also went over the situation with our president loving the taste of urine, I guess, allegedly, you know, you got to say allegedly because you don't want him to come and sue you. You know, the one thing I noticed about the whole situation about this thing, at no point did he say like these findings are. He said they were garbage, but he didn't. At no point did he say, "Well, I'm going to sue BuzzFeed." Which he always does. That's how he usually signs off. Is like, well, you know, clearly, like all of this stuff is fake, and I'm going to sue them. I'm going to sue them because, like, because apparently he's going to sue some British newspaper for talking about his son possibly being on the spectrum and everything, and talking about his wife Melania, you know. But and he was clearly he's quick to sue. I mean, the dude went to court. He goes to court all the time. He's settled everything. But at no point did he said the words, "I will sue them," which lets me believe that possibly, just possibly, I'm not getting on my knees waiting and like hoping that all this is true. But part of me says like, oh my God, if half of this is true, man, Christmas has been extended, folks. And that's all that I really need to know. That's all I need to know. We're going to be good to go. Look, if you want to call in, the lines are open at Bud Sweat and Beers at Radio Free Brooklyn, 718-928-9732. That's right. I'll be here all the way to the top of the hour talking to you. And you can catch me on, what's the name there? Facebook Live. Hello, Facebook Live. How are you doing? Is this live? Yes, Pasquale. Yes, this is Pasquale. This is live. You want to call in, call in, talk to me. Yes, all of this is live right now. So yeah. So what are we gonna talk about? All the way to the end of the hour. Oh, also, we will. As you know, I'm a Knicks fan. Of the New York Knickerbockers. I want to talk about Derrick Rose. Like, where have you gone, Derrick Rose? Like, Derrick Rose, you don't wear red and white anymore. So you can't get lost like Waldo. You know what I'm saying? You knew there was a game on that night. Where did you go, buddy? We need you, man. I like this Derrick Rose. You know, I like this not getting hurt Derrick Rose. I don't like this, you know, hide and go seek Derrick Rose. Please, Derrick Rose, don't do that. The Knicks need you. No, seriously, this squad needs you so bad. So damn bad. Oh, man. Oh, hold on. Let me go see what my buddy is talking about online. Don't work at CBS anymore, so I have no threat of getting fired if I give my true opinion. Yeah, oh, you can, oh yeah, Pasquale, if you want to call in, yeah, you can give your true opinion. It's okay. Hey, I don't work at CBS anymore, so I can give all my true opinions. I gives no fucks. There you go. Oh yeah, you can curse if you want to. I mean, you know, if the kids are listening, well, you know, the kids are going to learn to curse, especially in the next 4 years, because this present is about that life. So yeah, man. But if you want to call in, the number's on the screen, but I will mention again that 718 928 9732. We'll chop it up and discuss whatever's on your mind, please, all the way to the top of the hour. All right. Boom. But yeah. But getting back to Derrick Rose, Derrick, like, we need you, man. I don't say this to like mince words, but you know, like, you are a key part of the damn squad, man. The key part of the squad. When I heard that you were coming and Joe Keeb was coming, like, the whole squad, I was like, oh my God, we might have a chance. We might have a chance. Yeah, might and did two different things. So whatever. Oh man. Oh, so much love. Who's giving me all that love online? Boom. Oh, I see people watching. There goes Margaret. I see Sonora. Oh, I see Damon Mayfield. Dame, if you out there, man, you look great. Hey, shout out to you and your beautiful lady. That is a beautiful lady, Dame. Good job, my friend. Good job. Look at you. Boom. You take a bow, Dame. Anyway. Oh, yeah. So let me see if I can play one more track for you, and then we'll wrap up with some stuff. But if you feel like calling, please, by all means, don't worry. I won't shout out your name or anything like that. We can keep it incognito. You know what I'm saying? Even for you white folks too, it's quite all right. You know what I'm saying? We're just doing it big. We're gonna play a little something for the kids because they love this track for some reason. This is designer Timmy Turner. Yeah.
You know that it's on the furnace, but bitch, you beat it. How they want you, fucking no beat you, running for wallet. Kill everybody walking. You know that it's on the furnace. Timmy Turner. People wishing for a burner. To kill everybody walking. You know that it's on the furnace, but bitch, you beat it. How they want you, fucking no beat you, running for wallet. Kill everybody walking. Know that it's on the furnace. Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner. Young boy, walk with you. Chain ratchets on them, 10 niggas with them, 10 clapping on them, dead niggas with them, dead niggas get them, 4-5, 4-5, 7, you told money, none niggas with them, none niggas get them, blue, I've been in love with the world, I've been in love with my children, I've been in love with the
world. Hello? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
What's up, you got me.
Oh, you got me, who's this?
This is, I want to remain incognito.
Oh, you can be incognito, caller. We're going to keep this incognito. Give me a second. Let me set some things up first. It's like, oh, get this thing going. Ooh, got our first caller of the night. Caller, I would ask you to please lower your radio or whatever device you're listening to in the background there. Oh, there you go. Never mind. That's all right. Hey, what's going on? Good evening, caller. How's everything?
Good. I'm glad you broke away from the mainstream media. Are you doing, like, you know, are you like all comedian now?
I am all comedian now. Yes. You might catch me in the street talking trash and getting nickels and dimes. Yeah, I, you know, on the side, I actually put furniture together, actually, and do stuff like that. So yeah.
Like but, IKEA?
Yeah, like IKEA.
Like
yeah.
IKEA?
Yeah, like IKEA, Wayfair, whatever, West Elm, whatever needs to be put together. I'm a very resourceful type of dude, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Well, I'm confused. You know, today I hear that, like, you know, Donald Trump likes to be peeing on, or maybe he's peeing on us. A couple of weeks ago, there's like pizzerias and, I don't know, babies being eaten and Satanism. What's next?
Yeah, it's a whole lot going on. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff going on with regard to this whole, he wants to control the narrative of this fake news until the news actually hits him and he's like, whoa, no, that's not at all real. But I'll tell you what's fake. All the stuff that you hear on the news, like he's just selling garbage. That dude is gonna get us all in trouble. It's all in trouble. I don't know. It's just all in trouble. That's all I know. So
well, I'm confused of where this leak came from. excuse the pun.
Oh no, please, pun away, pun away.
What? Because you know, the whole thing with you know, I hesitate. One of the reasons why I want to remain anonymous is because, you know, you're streaming on Facebook and all this.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not able to say the words of the scandal, because that seems like you just say the words and you're going to have like Zuckerberg and like the New World Order army showing up at your door.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they're going to come to your door. But, well, whatever. Well, here's the thing. He's such a high profile dude. I thought about this. Like, let's say you, he decides to write a tweet, and then you retweet something, and then you say some kind of one off, like, you know, F you, dude. You know, are you on a CIA list now of, like, you know, threats, you know, threats that were made to the president, you know, or the,
yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous. Like, the fact that he incited it by throwing a pebble into the water. Don't be mad that the Loch Ness monster came back after you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. I'm more worried about the first scandal that happened before all this. More worried about, like, all that like, you know, Satanism stuff and that, those, you know, those weird, that DC network of strangers. But I don't support either side. I'm an apolitical person.
Right.
Especially after working in media. That's kind of like
the best
thing to make you apolitical.
No, I feel you. But go on.
But at the same time, like, I don't know what to expect anymore. Like, every day is another ridiculousness.
Oh yeah.
Why are people still putting up with any form of government? That's my question to you.
I don't know. I think if you were born an anarchist, or if you you have the appetite for anarchy, this, my friend, is the time for you. Cuz I kid you not. All I'm imagining in my head is, like, I think every day there's going to be a protest on just something, not just one thing, but damn near everything. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be the, immigration, the economy, you name it. You know what I'm saying? Just everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, income inefficiency. This place closed down. Oh, they don't put enough, like, you know, cinnamon in the pies at McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? We don't get $15 an hour here. This and that. Everything is on the table, which lets you know, like, man, where did we go to go this far, and how far do we need to go to push this thing off the edge? Because I kid you not, we're not walking towards the edge. We are Thelma and Louising it over the edge. That's in my opinion. I could be crazy. I may be wrong, but I doubt it. That's all I'm saying. From what I'm saying, like, every day is going to be something new with this guy. Something new with the, all the clowns that he brought in. I mean, it looks like the cast of, like, 12 Angry Men. Every other day, I was like, what the fuck is this? What is this? What are we doing? Yeah.
Let me throw something else out at you. I don't know if you followed at all the whole thing with, you know, that guy Star that used to be on Hot 97?
Yeah, I remember Star.
He had this whole thing that broke with Afrika Bambaataa, like,
Before
the election.
Yeah, he was touching the kids, or he was having sex with boys or something like that.
Right,
yeah.
So that whole thing broke, and then when this whole other scandal broke, which I don't even want to say the name of, because it seems like the minute you say the name, you're labeled.
No, he's a clown.
Targeted.
I've been calling him the clown. The clown in chief. He's the clown in chief. You're free to call him.
No, not him. Not him. Not the other thing. The other scandal. I'm not talking about Trump, but I could say his name.
Are you talking about her? I'm with her with all the stuff where they try to push her up.
Talk about the WikiLeaks email.
Garbage.
See, now, here's the connection I don't see anybody making that I'm confused about.
Yeah.
Star was talking about Bambaataa touching the kids.
Right.
And then that whole thing blew up for a little while.
Right.
Then that whole WikiLeaks thing came out, and then Star disappeared. He's not on YouTube. And then when he came back, he came back with this softball stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know.
And it's like, I don't know.
When they want to come after you, they'll come after you. Doesn't matter how much you have, they'll come after you. You know, I mean, you know, he said, look, The next, whatever happens next in the next, what's it, 8-9 days, I say everybody needs to chill out. But for the most part, like, everybody needs to be careful before they put certain things out there. You know, I mean, with the whole BuzzFeed thing, I was like, wow, I commend BuzzFeed for actually just even placing it out there. I was like, okay, clearly there's something here, because you wouldn't do that, or you wouldn't do that unless, because if you do that and it's false, then there's no more BuzzFeed, because you know he'll just sue. He'll sue them back into to the point where they started with one laptop and some kind of listserv. That's it. You know, that's it for BuzzFeed if this is wrong. But clearly, there's something here. There's got to be something here. My thing is, I'm not asking for them to be something here, but I'm like, why would this come to my door about this dude if there was nothing here? Right? Like this.
I heard something that like 4chan was like, you know, trolling, and this might be just resigned to like,
right,
4chan like trolled everybody.
All right, that could, and that may very well be too. However, but there were reports that, you know, that's pretty much those 4chan reports were coming were actually for trolls for Trump trying to change the narrative as if this came out for 4chan. But my thing is, okay, if it did come off of 4chan, why would it, why would they even have this report? And they knew about this, and I'm talking about, apparently this was all the way back into, was it May and June? Like, they knew about this May and June in 2016, they knew about this. So why would it, it comes out now. And I'm thinking, okay, well, all right, thanks for letting me know this stuff now. You know, I wish I'd have known this a while back. I would have been a much more definitive voter, knowing that he likes to R. Kelly on the weekends. I'm just saying, I'd like to know these things. You know, I think most of middle America would have liked to know, like, oh, well, this is what he likes to do on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? He closes real estate deals and he likes to bring over chicks to catch a little hot lemonade in the face. I'm just saying, you know, I don't hate people for having their hobbies. You know what I'm saying? I like to fly kites sometimes in the middle of Prospect Park, you know, but hey, you know, but I don't think there's certain things you should be doing in the Lincoln bedroom, but hey, that's not on me anymore. You know what I'm saying? Clearly this is what America,
I don't know.
This is what America wanted.
My feeling is what president didn't want to get peed on. I feel like all of them are being peed on.
Well,
at
no
some point.
Well, hold on. I'm going to go with, no, Nixon never wanted to get peed on. That dude would like to pee on others, but he was not in the mood to get peed on, though. I'm gonna go with that.
All right, I agree with you there on Nixon. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to say one last thing to clear my.
Oh
my
please.
So nobody shows up at my door.
Oh please, by all
I
means.
I need to say that, you know.
Let it out.
I think Jacob Rothschild has a great eye for art.
You are.
I could draw pretty well. If you need to sell portraits, you know.
Oh my God!
Get me off the hook.
You are hilarious. Oh my God, everybody! Oh man, we're just gonna be trolling for the new year. That's all. That's all that's going on here. This is gonna be great. Anyway, caller, you've been outstanding. All right. Well, thank you for calling
Absolutely. In.
All right.
We need to link up. Maybe talk off the air.
Off the air, of course. Yeah. Yeah. The show's. I'm about to end the show in like the next 5 minutes. But yeah, I will try to contact you via social media. Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Well, you have a good one, caller. All right.
You too.
Later.
Bye bye.
Bye. Oh man, that was fun. Oh, that was fun. Yo, oh man, so what is going on out there, folks? If you want to call in, I got another 4 minutes left. That's 718-928-9732. I do this every week and Wednesdays between 7 and 8 Eastern Standard Time. You can call in. We can talk some shite. I got some music. Sometimes I got a beer. You know what I mean? And we can just do trust falls for the whole hour. You know, this is what I do. This is what it does. Anyway, I see we're getting to the top of the hour, so I'm going to wrap up tonight. So what did we learn tonight? Not all 70-year-olds wear Pampers, and sometimes they like to get pissed on by
strippers in Moscow, allegedly. Let's see. We're going to miss our boy Barry. Two fingers. It's like, and fellas, if your best friend ain't, if you ain't married to your best friend, well, then you need to go find a new best friend, or you better tell her or him that. I'm just saying. That goes for anybody in a relationship. You know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, what else am I going to say? I leave you with this. Let's all be about love. Let's chill. Let's relax. All right? Everybody calm the fuck down. All right? It's going to be okay. I'm not saying it's going to be kumbaya okay, but it's going to be okay. All right? So I wish you all go to Amazon. Go get your machetes. It's going to be a long road to hoe. But we gonna be all right, all right. Anyway, I've been your boy. This is Rem. I'm gonna sign off of here on Facebook Live. But y'all been wonderful, all right. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Boom. Yay! And that was my Facebook Live exit there. But for you folks, boom. I've got about two and a half some odd minutes before we get to. Ear hammer. So I'm going to stand by. I'm going to sign off with you folks and let you know I'll be here next week. We're going to keep chopping it up, doing well. All right. I wish you love, peace, and jazz hands. Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Wu-Tang to the fullest. All right. Let's close you out with a little Young Ma when I get a chance. All right. So, yes. Also, if anybody out there has any events coming up within the next couple of weeks, if you want to hit me up on social media, you can hit me up at buttsweatbeers on Twitter or buttsweatbeers @gmail.com. And, you know, I'll shout you out on the air. You know what I'm saying? So we try to keep it love over here. All right. Anyway, I'm your boy. This is Rem. Shout out to everybody. Let's go ahead. Walk these dogs, represent Wu-Tang to the fullest. And happy Kwanzaa and good night.
Yo, bro, I think I had too much Hennessy, man. This Hennessy getting to me. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little smashed. I'm a little dressed. But we in the club, man. Oh. Yeah, they hate, but they broke, though.
They broke, though.
And when it's time to pop, they a no-show.
Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm loco.
Yeah, I'm loco.
The loud got me moving slow-mo. Hey, yo, Tweety, where the hoes, bro?
Where the hoes, bro?
Hey, yo, Keys, where the hoes,
though? Where the hoes,
though? That other nigga, he a bozo.
He a bozo.
It's a man,
you don't know.
We got liquor by the boatload.
The Henny.
Disrespect the life, that's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
All my niggas dressed in that Rojo. I ride for my guys, that's the bro code.
That's the bro code.
Baby gave me head, that's a low blow.
That's a